Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shelby Friedman, and today we will be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Chaf Zayin, the 27th Perek. In the last Perek, we grappled with the question of Tzadik Viralo. How could it be that the righteous Jew throughout many exiles continues to suffer, and it appears that our enemies, the wicked ones, are prospering? We gave one potential answer, which is that we are nolanu ruach, we're building our hope for the future. And at the end, we finished the perek with Hashem telling us to go back to the Batei Midrashot, the Batei Knesiot, to daven, to learn, and to wait for the end of time. Our perek is going to continue to talk about the end of days, and it opens up with a standalone pasuk, which has various interpretations, and it is deeply Kabbalistic in nature. Let's look at the pasuk. The pasuk tells us, "Bayom ha'hu yifkod Hashem b'charbo ha'kasha ha'gedola v'chazaka." On that day, Hashem will recall with his great, mighty sword, Aliviatan Nachash Bariach, Aliviatan Nachash Akalaton. There are two different Leviatans, which is some mystical creature. The one is a Nachash Bariach. It is a straight serpent. And the other one is a Nachash Akalaton. It's a twisted serpent. The Harag Hatanin Asher Bayam. And he will kill the Tanin, which is another mystical creature, which is in the sea. The Leviathan is also referenced to in Eov, and it's a creature which has many seas of ink have been written about. It is a sea creature, after all. And exactly what it's doing here is unclear. It seems to be that it's talking about our enemies. And the Mefarshim understand these different creatures, the Leviathan Nachash Bariach versus the Leviathan Nachash Akalaton versus the Tanin, as different enemy nations who are going to fight against us, who we will conquer at the end of days. Perhaps in order to get a full sense of who these Leviathans are, we can take a look at the Gemara, which describes how when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Leviathan, he realized that it could not continue to exist in the world without destroying it. So he separated the male and the female. He killed the female, he castrated the male, and he left it for the end of days. A very, very interesting medrash, which clearly needs to be understood in a deeper level. Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver explains, based on the Gra, that this is what's happening, both in the Pasuk as well as in the medrash. The Nachash HaKalaton, the circular Nachash, represents femininity, as we know that women are, in Kabbalah, circular, and the straight one is masculinity. And they represent the two pillars on which the whole world is built, Torah and mitzvahs. The feminine, the circular Nachash, is mitzvahs, and male, the straight Nachash, is Torah. Okay, so Hashem realizes that if we can get into the depths and the meaning and the total MS of Torah and mitzvahs, then we will have no free choice, and then the world may as well be destroyed, because there's no point in the world existing without the battle between our Yetzer Hara and our Yetzer Tov, between us having free choice. And so Hashem kills the female and castrates the male. What does that mean? Says Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver. Remember, the female is mitzvahs. Hashem kills the female, meaning Hashem hides from us the depth of mitzvahs. We cannot access the MS, the infinite truth behind the mitzvahs that we do. However, with the male, he castrates it, meaning he does still allow it to exist. We can get into the depths of the secrets of the Torah, the Sitre Torah, but it's very, very hard work. And it's something which is removed from reality, which is really what that symbolism is going for. And this reading of the Leviathan fits so beautifully with our theme of last perek, which is that Hashem is saying, you can't answer the question of Tzadik Viralo. You can't really know, because we're not living in a world in which we're here to know things. We're here to grow. We're here to get close to Hashem, to use our free choice as best we could. But we can't really access the depths so that we can have free choice. The rest of our perek is going to contrast Am Yisrael with the other nations with regards to how Hashem punishes them. And I ask you to recall with me that in Yeshayahu Perek Hey, we spoke about how there was a song of a vineyard. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about this vineyard that betrayed the owner. Despite the owner setting up the best conditions for growth and for prosperity, the vineyard backstabbed the owner and produced terrible fruit. Here, we're going to once again refer to Am Yisrael as a vineyard, except here we're going to understand that instead of producing dregs and disgracing Hashem, at the end of days, we will once again produce good fruit of our vineyard. And Hashem says, if you, vineyard, Am Yisrael, had produced bad fruit and in a moment I had killed you in my fury, then you would have been utterly destroyed. And so I punished you moment by moment, and I spread out your exile over thousands of years in order to allow you to continue to exist and in order to allow the eternity of Am Yisrael despite their punishments. That's Pasuk Gimel when it says, Ani Hashem, Notzra L'Riga Im Ashkena. I fed you drip by drip, says Rashi, moment by moment, Pen Yifkod Aleha. Hashem says, I don't want to wipe you out. And so I spread out your punishments over thousands of years of Jewish history. Hashem says, yes, you sinned, Am Yisrael, but Pasuk Dalet Chema Einli, I'm not angry with you because I made a promise, Rashi understands, to Avraham Avinu with the Bris Ben Abasarim. I made a promise to your forefathers to ensure your eternity. And therefore, despite the fact that you sinned, I continue to allow you to exist. And how? By spreading out your punishment over a very long period of time. And the way that the Malbim reads Pasuk Vav really drives this message home so succinctly. The Pasuk reads, Haba'im Yashresh Yaakov Yatzitz Ufarach Yisrael. Haba'im means those coming. Unclear what we're talking about. Yashresh Yaakov. Yaakov will strike roots. Yatzitz Ufarach Yisrael. And it will sprout and it will grow. Umal upane tevel tnuva. And the land will be filled with fruit. Most commentators understand the word haba'im to mean bayamim haba'im, in the coming days. In other words, in the future times, despite our exile, or maybe because of our exile, as we're understanding, Yaakov will sprout and will grow and will reach its beautiful glory. However, the Malbim reads this slightly differently. Remember the kerem from Perek Hay, the vineyard that produced bad fruit? And this Perek is going to talk about this kerem, the vineyard, and now it's producing good fruit. So that's what this pasuk is saying. Haba'im Yashresh Yaakov is telling us, says the Malbim, that this vineyard comes from its seed, its genetic buildup, comes from Yaakov. And therefore, who is this special kerem with a special relationship with Hashem, who patiently, slowly gives water to the vineyard in order to allow it to grow, which is a mashal, we said, for the punishment, which is slow, in order for us to sprout and to grow? The answer is, we come from Yaakov, or Parach Yisrael, and we come from Yisrael. My parents live in Eretz Yisrael, right near a moshav that's full of vineyards. And a vineyard is a unique fruit, I believe, because in the winter, the vineyard looks absolutely dead. It looks bedraggled, it looks abandoned, it looks forgotten. It's not just that the leaves fall off the tree, it's that the entire twig and branch looks dry and dead. And suddenly comes the summer, it sprouts and it grows. And so too, says the Malbim, you, Am Yisrael, you produced bad fruit and you went out into exile, and exile's the winter, and you looked dead and lifeless, and it looked like they were pruning and cutting and destroying you, but really they were giving you the ability that comes the summer you could grow. And so your enemies, my messengers, who cause you pain and suffering over these years, they are to ensure your eternity and to ensure the brightness of Am Yisrael at the end of days. And so Hashem says in Pasuk Zayin, Hakamakat makehu hikahu, im kehereg harugav horeg. Does Hashem smite you the way that he smites those who smite you? Does he destroy those in the way of those that destroy you? In other words, Hashem, with the Egyptians, wiped them out. The Romans wiped them out too. And the Greeks and the Babylonians. But you, he doesn't strike, he doesn't hit. Rather, he allows his fury to be expressed slowly and slowly. Pasuk Tes tells us, Lachen bazot yechupar avon Yaakov, v'zeko pri hesir chataso. Thus, through this, through the tsa'ar of Galus, will HaKadosh Baruch Hu atone for the sins of Am Yisrael. V'zeko pri hesir chataso. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove all of our sins. Because Am Yisrael's punishments are not to destroy them, chas v'shalom. Rather, their function is b'sumo ko avne mizbeach ka avne gir menufatzot lo yakumo asherim v'chamenim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will shatter our idol worship and our altars of stone so that there will be no more idol worship, no more betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only loyalty to Hashem. But that's not going to happen to our enemies. In fact, the destiny of our enemies is going to be the opposite. Pasuk Yud tells us, Ki ir b'tzura badad nave mishulach v'ne'ezav kamidbar. Their fortified cities will be totally desolate. They'll be destroyed like a desert. Sham yir'eh egel v'sham yirbatz v'chila si'ifeha. Their calves will graze, and their once mighty cities will become places for animals to graze and to lie in. And Pasuk Yud Aleph tells us, Bivosh k'tzira tishperena nashim barot me'irotota. Remember we compared Am Yisrael to a kerem, to a vineyard? Here we compare other nations to plants also. But these plants, when they're punished, aren't just sent out with thorns and thistles to dry up and wither in order to grow, but here they're actually wither up entirely and break. Their harvest breaks. Nashim barot me'irotota. Women come and gather up the wood of the plant, which is the other nations, and use it as kindling, as firewood. Ki lo am binotu, because they are not nations that have introspection, they have understanding, have intuition. They can't reflect on their actions and do teshuva. Al kein lo yirachamenu osehu v'yotzro lo yechonenu. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not have mercy on them like He does with us. In other words, we have the opportunity and indeed the responsibility to reflect, to look back on our actions and to do teshuva when we sin. And thus, we have almost the luxury of exile, the luxury of galus, which the other nations are not given. Our perek ends so beautifully in Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'haya bayom hahu, when we go through our dark exile and we return to Hashem, then at the end of days, Yitaka b'shofar gadol, a great shofar will blast, Uvau ha'avdim be'eretz Ashur, v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim, and those who were sent out to the land of Ashur, to the land of Mitzrayim, will come back to Hashem, v'yishtachavu l'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim, and they will bow down to our Kodesh Baruch Hu once again in Yerushalayim. The Gemara in Makos tells us that there were four promises which Moshe Rabbeinu makes in the Chumash to Am Yisrael of the suffering that will happen to them when they sin. And it is only during the time of the Nevi'im that the Nevi'im revoke those terrible curses and promise salvation, Yeshua, and returning to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is one of those four. Let's take a look in Vayikra, Perek Chaf Vav, Pasuk Lamed Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the people, if you sin, then, Ve'eschem ezre bagoyim v'harchikosi acharechem charev. I will scatter you amongst the nations, and there'll be a sword chasing after you. V'ayasa artzechem shmama v'irechem yu charba. Your land will be desolate, your land will be destroyed. And Chazal tell us that happened, and that is true. And at the same time, what's also true is our pasuk, that one day we will return, v'uvau ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim, we will return back to Eretz Yisrael. Our land will no longer be desolate, but there will be centers of Jewish growth, of devotion to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, devotion to His Torah, where once again the kerem, the dried vineyard through the winter, come spring, will blossom and will produce beautiful fruit. Thank you for learning with me today. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shalano U'Lepitzu'e Tzahal Achenu Hayakarim B'Toch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael Nina V'Chaim Shenka.